is a special series of programs for heritage in our area focusing on therapy and rehabilitation. And joining me right now is Mark Constantino. He's the Director of Quality and Clinical Strategies at Heritage. Mark, thank you for taking a few minutes to speak to us today.
Thank you, Dennis. I'm happy to be here.
Short-term rehabilitation is one of a number of subjects that we'll be taking up in this special series of programs this month. Mark, could you talk to us about what situations in life might lead us to need short-term rehab?
Sure, Dennis. Thank you. In most cases, short-term rehab comes up at a time in which an individual might have had a lengthy hospitalization, and after recovering from the illness or the medical situation, discussions might come where there may need to be a bridge to kind of fill that gap between, you know, leaving the hospital and going home. And that's where short-term rehab comes in. Our goal is to help a person to safely transition to get back to where they were, to return home safely, but in some cases they might need to stay at one of our facilities to work on their general rehab process first.
So where do you offer short-term rehabilitation here in the Jamestown or Chautauqua County area?
Yeah, Dennis, we have three locations in Chautauqua County, and they're spread out geographically where we can reach the North County with our location in Gary, New York at Heritage Village. And then we have Heritage Green in Greenhurst, New York, and then Heritage Park located right in Jamestown, New York.
And the length of short-term rehab, I guess, you know, what really turns out to be short-term, Mark?
Right. This is based on the individual. Our goal is to help an individual to return home as soon and as safe as possible. In some cases, it can be short as a 3 to 5 day stay, but in other cases, it might extend to 20 days or even a couple of months. And it all depends on the acuity of care that's required, the complications that may arise that led to the initial referral for short-term rehab. But again, in all cases, it's just to facilitate what's best for the individual to make that safe transition back home.
Maybe we could do one other thing here, Mark, and that is, you know, you often hear the phrase, my uncle's in rehab or my husband had to go to rehab, but let's open that door for a moment. When we say in rehab, what are we really talking about specifically?
That's a good question, Dennis. Yeah, when we say rehab, specifically at our facilities, you know, when an individual comes in, within 24 hours of admission, they receive a comprehensive, holistic, individualized evaluation from our occupational therapists and our physical therapists. And in some cases, we provide speech-language pathology, and in all cases, they also receive skilled nursing care, just so it's a continuum of care to address, you know, all the issues that may arise.
And this is not the same as being infirmed and being sent to a nursing home, that kind of thing. This is a different sort. I guess I want to emphasize that for the listener, that someone who has a family member or has asked themselves to do this at some point, it really is short-term, and it really has a very optimistic look in terms of restoring normal practice and function for them to the degree that it's possible.
That's correct, yes. You know, we do serve two types of residents in our facilities. You know, from the moment an individual comes in, we consider them a resident. It's their short-term temporary home, if you will. But again, when we consider an individual here for short-term rehab, the idea is just, again, to facilitate that transition home. We do, however, provide long-term rehab or long-term skilled nursing care for individuals as well. And those are for the individuals that maybe due to the acuity of care or their complications, they may make the decision to stay long-term. But yes, speaking about short-term rehab, again, the goal is to return home, and our successes are always usually greater than 75%. So
wow.
You know, that's the distinction.
Two things quickly before our time is completely exhausted for this first program, Mark Constantino, and one of them is this. Tell me about the professionals who do this sort of work at Heritage. You know them. Tell us about the people that they are and the way they approach their work.
Yes, these are committed individuals. This is a time in which we're challenged with COVID. We're challenged with regulatory changes. We're challenged with staffing challenges across just healthcare in general. But we have a great team of occupational therapists, physical therapists, speech-language pathologists, and some great nurses that are experienced with assisting residents to return home or to that lesser level of care. So it's a very committed team. We have great communication. They have high integrity. And more than anything else, they have just great experience helping residents.
As a final point here, Mark, if people are interested in learning more about short-term rehabilitation as it is offered at Heritage in our area, what's the best next step for them?
Well, there's two ways in which we can help you. One is just to call us directly. We have an admissions department that facilitates short-term rehab admissions. They can be reached at 484-6695. Or in some cases, the case managers at the hospitals might approach and ask an individual if they have a choice in mind for rehab, and we'd suggest that you consider one of our Heritage facilities.
Mark Constantino is Director of Quality and Clinical Strategies at Heritage. I've appreciated this time with you. I'm going to ask to speak with you next week, too, about one specific aspect of rehab, but we'll hold that till then if you can join me at that time.
Sounds great, Dennis. Thank you.